New York City officials estimate that more than 75,000 New Yorkers lost their jobs after the September 11th terrorist attacks. That number does not include thousands of illegal immigrants who also became jobless that day. Many of them are having trouble getting access to charitable and work aid. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from New York.
On a recent evening in the Chelsea section of Manhattan, about 100 workers pack a large drab room at the offices of Tepeyac, a Mexican immigrant rights group. Most of those attending worked in the off-the-books economy of Lower Manhattan. They all lost their income after September 11th. Shadow workers who came from across Latin America searching for a better life.
Guatemala.
Yo soy Mexicano.
Dominican Republic.
Small plastic bags from the Red Cross filled with food and hygiene items are stacked in the back. The workers seated in metal chairs soon watch and listen attentively as Omar Salacho marks the blackboard with names of charitable groups and aid the workers might be eligible for. If any of your children were born in the U.S., Salacho tells them, you might be eligible for housing assistance from FEMA. He then outlines food, clothing, and other possible aid available from the Red Cross and Salvation Army. Salacho is Tepeyac's director of the World Trade Center Unemployed. He says before meetings like this, many of these undocumented immigrants are confused about aid, and many fear police or immigration officials will punish them for seeking help.
A lot of the people are really humble people. They were the poorest back in their country, and I believe they are the poorest here. They don't keep track of the news. They don't read newspapers. They just receive what the TV says, and sometimes the TV doesn't inform those people, so they don't know anything. And I believe a lot of the people come here and receive the information for the first time.
Tepeyac and other immigrant rights groups say they don't know for sure how many thousands of undocumented illegal workers in New York lost their job because of the September 11th attacks. Their joblessness has reverberated back home, too, as workers regularly sent pay back to family members in their native country. Now, Slotcha says these usually self-reliant workers are turning to charity to survive.
The Red Cross is helping, but, for example, it's giving $50 for groceries for a couple of weeks. Nobody eats with $50. They are helping with the rent, family assistance, but I mean, it's not enough. The help that is out there is not enough for these people.
Hector from the Dominican Republic lost his restaurant job. Like most of those interviewed, he didn't want his full name used.
El caso no es solo la ayuda que nos den. La ayuda no puede servir por una semana o dos.
Charity will help us for 1 or 2 weeks, but what we really want is the ability to get a job, to make an honest living. We have families to support. We came here for the American dream. We want to work. We're a big part of the economy, and the majority of the jobs that we're doing, Americans don't want to touch. And we're doing these jobs with all our heart.
But it's an underground economy with little or no paper trail. This 25-year-old, who didn't want his name used, came to New York from Peru.
I used to work 12, 13 hours a day. Then this happened, and it's very frustrating. I had to work so many hours for nothing. Those with the correct papers have better opportunities than me. I have a family. It's very frustrating.
The New York charity Safe Horizon is funneling money from the September 11th fund to eligible displaced workers regardless of immigration status. The grants equal 2 weeks' pay. If they don't find a job, recipients can keep coming back. The grants are capped at $10,000. But to qualify, you have to show proof you worked in Lower Manhattan below Canal Street. And you have to show proof of where you worked and how much you earned. But an estimated 80% of the jobless illegal workers have no way of proving they ever earned a dime in Manhattan. No pay stubs, no canceled checks or bank account. Antonio from Guatemala worked construction not far from Ground Zero.
I was always paid in cash, off the books. After the attacks, the boss just took off. He doesn't show up anymore. He disconnected his pager and beeper. I call and I call and I call and get nothing. He owes me a week's pay. Without the right documents, it's very difficult to get any help. I'm hoping Tepeyac can help me get legal status here in the U.S.
There is a possible way out of the no paper trail bind. The employer or manager can sign an affidavit confirming employment. But Omar Salacho says so far, few employers have stepped forward.
Of course, they know that they were hiring undocumented people, and the owner, they don't want to get into any trouble, so they are not signing those letters. nobody says, yes, he was working for me and he was earning this amount of money.
Several charities say they're trying to be as flexible as they can with the undocumented. A lawyer for Safe Horizon told NPR, we try to be as creative as possible. Still, thousands of these illegal workers are caught in something of financial and legal limbo. They badly need help, but have extremely limited access to the tens of millions of dollars in charitable aid still flowing into New York. Danielle used to work as a clerk just two blocks from the Trade Center complex. He says it might be easier to go back to his native Venezuela now, but Danielle says he wants to stay and give back to his adopted country.
This country opened their arms for me. Say, okay, you're here, welcome to my land, say, welcome to America. And that has been very, very good. And after the tragedy, it's like, why not to stay here and be thankful? To be thankful for this country.
Thankful despite his joblessness and continued uncertain immigration status. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, New York.